Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Oregon's Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Faith Howell?
I'm sorry?
Can I speak with Faith Howell?
I'm sorry, there's no person by that name here.
All right, ma'am, well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in Oregon. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and, open up. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. All right. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A very strong Democrat.
Okay. I remember just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
66.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Kind of halfway both.
So be satisfied or dissatisfied?
I guess satisfied.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. Okay, the first one will be Trump's Project 2025, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Mega Republicans.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
100.
Lori Chavez de Raymer.
I don't know her name offhand.
Okay, so no opinion or never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
Okay, J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Okay, zero. Kamala Harris.
100.
100. And Democrats in Congress?
Having Democrats in Congress, 100.
100 Democrats, yes. Okay, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Janelle Bynum.
Again, I don't recognize the name.
Okay, so no recognition. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, come on ahead. Right, and regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
I sure hope it'll be Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laura Chavez de Raymer?
That's right. That was the name. Yeah, I think I would vote for the Democrat.
Okay, Janelle Bynum. Okay. All right, ma'am, even though you're not supporting Laura Chavez de Raymer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Raymer, or a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A very slight chance.
That's a very slight chance, okay? All right, ma'am, then do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I very much approve.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the way Laura Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I have no information on which to base a decision.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and now I want to read you a statement by Janelle Bynum. You know, opponent has made about her and Bynum responses to give your reaction, okay? Janelle Bynum's opponents say, you know, she's soft on crime, liberal, who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it hard for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off the streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing more, you know, important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Okay, now that you have heard more, that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laura Chavez de Raymer?
The Democrat.
Okay, Janelle Bynum. You still be her. Okay, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this case, we'll be talking about Laura Chavez de Raymer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about, you know, supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or nothing at all, okay? Laura Chavez de Raymer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon's law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promises to Oregon women. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or nothing at all? Not at all.
Would her opinion trouble me?
What she has done, you know, what would you say that troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or nothing at all?
Yes, that troubles me a great deal.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Chavez de Raymer is working to perpetrate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminates, you know, health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making millionaires, you know, and tax cheats pay their fair share because they they fund her party's campaign. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? Or troubles you?
A great deal.
A great deal. All right, ma'am. Lori Chavez de Raymond voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let millionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but it is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Okay. Seniors have worked, you know, hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Raymer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon's seniors who have earned their, you know, retirement benefits. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Chavez de Raymer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 could radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, and as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Raymer is a vote to undermine our democracy. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or nothing at all? Not at all.
A great deal.
Okay, and the last one says, Chavez de Raymer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator one day, on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that, you know, if he wins, this is the last time, you know, they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up by those trying to end our democracy, and that clearly not Chavez de Raymer. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
A great deal. All right, ma'am. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now that I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
The Democrat.
The Democrat. Okay. Okay, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Okay, are you any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
The Democrat.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening. Thank you very much for
your
opinion.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.